to Lessons in Orthopedic Leadership, an AOA podcast. My name is Charles Goldfarb, and I am joined by my co-host, Alex Aline. In this podcast, we will interview various individuals, primarily in orthopedics, to highlight lessons in orthopedic leadership. These first few episodes will feature conversations with AOA program committee chairs, symposium chairs, and key stakeholders for the AOA annual meeting.
Today, we are joined by Dr. Bill Obremski, who is a professor of orthopedic surgery at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He specializes in orthopedic trauma. Dr. Obremski will be leading a symposium at this year's AOA annual meeting entitled How to Assess Quality in an Expanding Healthcare System. Dr. Obremski, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. Again, I echo Alex's excitement, and this program sounds fantastic. You know, quality has been front and center for many years. It's interesting, though, it may take a backseat in our discussions because of the pandemic. But as I think about this, as we come out of the pandemic, healthcare is going to be changed forever. And one thing is for certain, the emphasis on quality is only going to become more important. So I'm, again, very excited about your program. And I would ask first that you give us just a brief overview of what it will look like.
Sure. The program is really designed to talk about how health systems grow. And I think certainly coming out of this healthcare, you know, somewhat nightmare that we have been in, that health systems will prove to be stronger than individual practices, more likely than not, and that we better stronger together, I think, has been the motto for the last several months. And I think that's probably true in healthcare systems. And so, but as they grow, sort of, you want to maintain that quality and maintain what tries to make academic medical center healthcare systems unique in sort of more of a structured process. And so this symposium is just bringing some all-star leaders in orthopedics, Tad Vail from UCSF, Mike Sook from Geisinger, Ben Allman at Duke, and George Russell at University of Mississippi. And they're all in different environments. But they all have a similar challenge of assessing quality as they grow.
Can you speak a little bit about kind of the different environments and sort of why you selected this panel? Because they're all well-known leaders in orthopedics, but from very diverse hospital systems and centers.
So yeah, so Tad Vail is in UCSF, obviously a very urban environment, and they are growing outside their urban environment on a very aggressive growth plan, as opposed to George Russell, who's at the University of Mississippi, and their system is growing, and they're just recently acquired a orthopedic group several hundred miles away from them in the Mississippi Delta. And he is to incorporate them into his department. And so how do you do that? And how do you assess the quality metrics of, and do you take all the group or some of the group? And that's probably true whether you're growing locally or at a distance. And then Ben Allman is at an academic medical center at Duke, which is sort of a rural/urban environment in North Carolina, and a very competitive system there with several other medical centers close by. And then Mike Sook's at Geisinger, which is an inclusive system, and so it has its own unique capacity in that it is the in health insurance, it is the provider, and it's sort of the whole package.
Fantastic. You mentioned large academic centers and obviously Geisinger. I assume the lessons and the messages that you will share will also be applicable to large private practices, for example.
I think it's applicable to any group and even to an individual. In sort of everything we're trying to do is to assess quality, and quality is hard to put a finger on. So what are the different aspects of quality? Does it make some sense for leaders to try to measure in terms of how you measure that? And is this in the clinical realm? Is this in the financial realm? Is this in the patient-reported outcome realm? And so what metrics do you choose in what realm? And then how do you measure them? And what's your benchmark?
I think those are great points. And, you know, in the summary of your symposium, you mentioned that quality and value are buzzwords that we hear a lot, especially in sort of the ever-changing healthcare economic platform. And you talk about the challenges of that. How do you define that? What do you think, in your opinion, are some of the best ways to define quality in orthopedic surgery?
Yeah, so that's sort of why you need to tune in to the symposium to maybe hear that. And actually, the participants will be part of it. I mean, this is going to be a group of leaders, and no one's really published this. So we're going to have audience participation. We're going to talk about, you know, five different areas of that one can look at, from clinical, financial, PROs, and other areas, and then ask the leaders themselves, how do they rank order them, and what emphasis do they think they should put on them, to try to get at least a group of thoughtful people together to our combined wisdom to try to come up with at least some metric or metrics that can be utilized.
This is fantastic. I was excited about this symposium before talking to you. I am more excited about it now. Anything else you want to share with our audience? Did we miss any high points before we wrap this up?
No, I just hope everybody can sort of participate, whether we're virtual or real life. I think this is a topic that's not going away. And I think as we come out of this coronavirus pandemic, that people are going to be looking to come together. And I think health systems are going to come out stronger, and they are going to continue to have to grow. And so leaders in health systems will have to decide what they want, and who they want, and who they keep, and how they can assess, quality. Besides asking the OR nurses and residents, that may be a component of it. But I think we have to have some more solid metrics as a specialty, that may vary based on specialty or subspecialty within orthopedics. But we've at least to begin to try to identify what those are, and to make it an open discussion of the process to come to some joint decisions.
Fantastic. Well, on behalf of Alex and myself, we are grateful for your time. And like I said, we are even more excited about the symposium now. So be safe, and we look forward to great content. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Y'all have a good day.